Mesechtas Shavuos, Daf Yud Tes, 13 lines from the bottom of Daf Yud Chesam and Beis, and the Gemara quotes from our Mishnah, which was discussing Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav, and although certainly Lefi Tana Kama, if one had Aloma, either that he is Tamei, or Legabi the Makma Mikdash, or Legabi the Basa, that it's Kodesh, then in all those cases, he potentially will be chayav to bring a carbon Eilu V'Yared. However, the Mishnah then brought the Shittas of Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva, which seemed to be exactly the same, and Rabbi Lezer Imash, Sheretz V'Nalim Menu, Al Helam Sheretz Chayav, Ein Chayav al Helam Migdash or Kedoshav, and Rabbi Kiva Ime Vidal Menavu Tamei al Helam Tumu Chayav Vein Chayav al Helam Migdash. And the only time that someone will be Chayav to bring a carbon Eilu V'Yared is only when they had a Lama that they were Tamei. However, if they had a Lama that this is the base of Migdash or that this piece of meat is Hegdish, then they would not be Chayav to bring a carbon Eilu V'Yared. And finally, the Mishnah continued Rabbi Shmuel Ime Vinelam Shtei Pamim L'Chayav al Helam Tumu al Helam Migdash. And Rabbi Shmuel learns that one is not only Chayav when they had a Lama, but again, his own tuma, but he would also be chayiv to bring a carbon eilu v'yared where he forgot that this is the base of mikdash, or he had alama legabi this piece of meat that it's hegdish. And keep in mind that the Gemara previously taught us that Rebbe is the Tanava Mishnah, and legabi the din of alamais he holds like Rabbi Shmuel that it doesn't make a difference if the alama was legabi his tuma, or legabi the base of mikdash, or legabi the piece of meat that it's hegdish. However, Rebbe does not agree with Rabbi Shmuel, but again, yedias hatuma, as Rebbe holds that the only way that someone will be chayiv to bring a carbon Eilu V'Yared is only if he had a Yediyah B'Tchila, a Yediyah B'Soif, and a Lama Vein Tayim. However, as we will see right before the next Perek on Daf Yud Tes and Beis, Rabbi Shmuel will hold that even if there's no Yediyah B'Tchila, one could be Chayiv to bring Korban Eilu V'Yared. And our Gemara begins and discusses the Shittas of Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva, and the Gemara is, May Benau, that was the Nafkamino between the Shittas Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva, and Omer Chizkiah, Sheretz V'Nevela, Iker Benau, Nafkamino would be in regard to his original Yediyah, and if the person actually knew that he became Tamei, but he's unsure if he became Tamei through a Sheretz or through an Avela. And as Chizki explains, Rabbi Lezer Sava Be'inon Adi Yada Ibe Sheretz Itamei Ibe Nevela Itamei, that Rabbi Lezer holds that a person has to not only know that he became Tamei, but he also has to know what the source of Tumah was, and did he become Tamei through a Sheretz or through an Avela. And Rabbi Kiva Sava Lo Be'inon Adi Yada the Kivin the Yada De Tamei Ba'ilam Lo Tzarech Ibe Sheretz Itamei Ibe Nevela Itamei. And Rabbi Kiva holds that as long as Ruvi knows that he became Tamei, then even though he was never sure if he became Tamei through an Avela or through a Sheretz, then he's still considered to have had a Yediyah, and therefore, once he forgets that he was Tamei and he goes into Beis HaMikdash or he eats Basa Kodesh, and once he has a Yediyah B'Saif, he will be chayav to bring a carbon Eilu V'Yared. However, certainly both Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva agree that if a person never had Aloma B'Negeya Tumah and he only had Aloma B'Negeya Mikdash V'Kedoshav, then he will not be chayav to bring a carbon Eilu V'Yared. The Gemara continues, V'chein and Ula also agrees to Chizkiah that the nafkamina between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva is in the scenario where Reuven originally knew that he was Tamei, however he never knew if he became Tamei through a Sheretz or through a Nevela. The Gemara explains that although Chizkiah said this mefurish, as he stated Sheretz v'Nevela Iker B'Nao, however the fact that Ula held that this is a nafkamina is only learned based on a diak to Ula Rami to Rabbi Lezer at Rabbi Lezer Umishani, as Ula asked the stereo between the words of Rabbi Lezer on Rabbi Lezer, and he brought a Teretz, and Lemaisa, from his question, we will see clearly it will hold that Lefi Rabbi Lezer, the only way it would be considered that someone had a Yediyas HaTumah is if they knew how they became Tamei, and they knew that they became Tamei either through a Sheretz or through a Nevela. And Ula is, Miyam Rabbi Lezer, Be'inan Adi Yoda, Ibe Sheretz Itamei, Ibe Nevela Itamei. How could you say that Rabbi Lezer holds that the only way that one would be chayav to bring a carbon Eilu V'Yared is only if Reuven originally had a Yediyah and he became Tamei, and he also had a Yediyah as his source of Tumah? But Vermini al Yesu Stira, the Mishnah Mesechus Croesus on the Aphutes of Medal of States, Chabu Vinaisal Fana, Vachel Echaman, Vaini Dea Ezman Ochal, or Ishtinid of Achusi Imam Babayas, Shogg Bachman, Vaini Dea Bezman Shogg, Shabbos Vim and Kapurim, Vasum Locha, Benish Moshe, Vaini Dea Bezman Osa, so a Blazem Chayev Chatos, Rabbi Shua Paita. In regard to that Machlekis, so the Brisa continues and teaches us that Omra Beleza, the Rabbi Lezer responded to Rabbi Shua, Mon of Shach, that in all these cases, Mimon of Shach, one should be Chayev to bring a carbon, as in the case we had chelav and neisa lefanav, so chelav achol chayev, neisa achol chayev, that doesn't make a difference if he ate chelav b'shoigeg or he ate the neisa b'shoigeg. In both cases, we'd be chayev to bring a carbon, and similarly, Shabbos chelav chayev, Yom Kippurim chelav chayev, and similarly, ishtinida bal chayev, achosa bal chayev, and therefore, certainly, he should be chayev to bring a carbon chatas. However, Amalur Rabbi Shua responded to Rabbi Lezer, Reu imed that the pasuk in Pashas Vayikra states, Oy hoy de lov chatasa yashachotabah, behaviors kabonai sir is. Chizim Zachor Tamim, since the pasuk states Asher Chotaba, so we learn out Asher Vadalcha Bamechata, that the only time that the Nasi would be chayit to bring a carbon chatas is only if he knew exactly what his chait was, since he's not sure if he ate chaylev or naisa, or if it was Shabbos or Yom Kippur, or if it was his wife or his sister, so therefore he would not be chayit to bring a carbon chatas. And after Tesson and Aleph, the Gemara will explain what Rabbi Elazar does with the word ba. Therefore, Ula is the stira between the words of Rabbi Elazar. It's been again Eidel V'Yared. Rabbi Elazar holds that the only way that someone will be chayit to bring a carbon Eidel V'Yared is only if he knows his source of tuma. As been again a carbon chatas, Rabbi Elazar doesn't require that you know exactly why you're bringing the carbon chatas. Gemara continues with Mishani, and Ula explained Hasam Ashechata V'Hevi Amrachmana. Been again a chiyah for a carbon chatas. The pasuk states that he did an avera and he'll bring a carbon. It's mashma chait kolshu that as long as he did some sort of avera, even if he doesn't know which avera he did, he'll still be chayit to bring a carbon chatas. Well, the hocha, but been again a din of carbon eidel v'yared. So mechte, let us see as ksiv the pasuk in Vayikra been again a tumas mikdash v'kdashu states oy nefesh hashetiga b'chol davar tamei oy benivlas chayit tamei oy benivlas beimet tamei oy benivlas sheretz tamei v'nel v'menavu tamei v'ashem. Since the pasuk stated that he becomes tamei b'chol davar tamei, then why did Terry have to continue and mention all the other ways that he potentially became tamei? And if so, oy benivlas sheretz tamei lamli, so why did Terry continue and say that he became tamei through touching the nevela of a sheretz? Therefore, Rabbi Elazar learns that since the pasuk states oy benivlas sheretz tamei, and then it states the words v'nel v'menu shemami no be'inon adi yoda ibesheretz tamei ibenevela tamei. Therefore, Rabbi Elazar learns that the only way that one will be chayit to bring an oil of yared is only if he originally had a idea betchila that not only was he tamei, but he knew what the source of tumah was, and he knew either that he became tamei through a sheretz, or he knew that he became tamei through an avela. Well, even if Reuven originally knew that he was tamei, but he never knew what the source of tumah was, then he would not be chayit to bring a carbon oil of yared. Clearly, we see that Ula holds that Rabbi Elazar's opinion is that the only way that one would be chayit to bring an oil of yared is only if he had an idea as to the source of tumah. Certainly, this makes sense based on the lashon of the Mishnah, as the Mishnah stated, Rabbi Elazar imeh hasheretz v'nelu menu al helam sheretz chayiv ve'ina chayiv al helam mikdash. Certainly, we see that Rabbi Elazar's makar was based on the words hasheretz v'nelam. Therefore, the way that Chizkiah and Ula understand the shita Rabbi Elazar makes a lot of sense. However, since Rabbi Akiva's makar had nothing to do with the word sheretz, and as Rabbi Akiva stated in the Mishnah, v'nelam menu v'tamei al helam tumah chayiv ve'ina chayiv al helam mikdash, therefore, it would seem clear that Rabbi Akiva holds that as long as someone had a idea b'tchila, and even if that idea did not include a idea as to a source of tumah, they would still be chayiv to bring a carbon oil v'yared. Our Gemara continues that we just explained that Rabbi Elazar learns the makar based on the fact that the pasuk didn't have to say the words benivla sheretz tamei. As we just mentioned, Rabbi Akiva did not learn from the words benivla sheretz tamei, and therefore the Gemara asks Rabbi Akiva, what does he learn out of the words oy benivla sheretz tamei? We continue on daf yutesim and aleph, and the Gemara answers ayi deboy lemichta behem v'chayil chad Rabbi k'siv nami sheretz. Even though the pasuk started off and stated oy nefesh hashetiga b'chol davar tamei, really, not only did the Torah have to say oy benivla sheretz tamei, but the Torah didn't have to say oy benivla chayit tamei or oy benivla beim tamei either. However, as we saw on daf zayim and aleph, that Rabbi already brought a limud from these words, since the Torah had to say these words in order to learn the drasha of Rabbi. Therefore, the Torah continued and stated benivla sheretz tamei kidetana dvei Rabbi Shmuel. This is based on the klal of the yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel, as they stated kol pasha shenema v'nishnis leinishnis el b'shvil davish nischadish ba. That even if we find that this seems to be extra words in the Torah, whether since some of these words that were extra are being learned for some other chiddush, therefore the Torah will add in other words that seem to be extra as well, but it doesn't mean that we'll learn anything out from those words. Let us recall that the Gemara in Daf Zayin and Aleph brought the Braisa where Rebbe stated that since the pasuk already stated benivlas chayit tameya, we know behim b'chal chaya, therefore the Torah didn't have to say oy benivlas behim tameya. As the Braisa stated, Rebbe oime ekra ni chaya behim olam nemra, and he learned nemakam behim tameya benemra alon behim tameya. And Pasha Sav, the Torah states behim tameya malalon tumas kodesh afkan tumas kodesh ayin sham. Keep in mind, as we pointed out originally, that really even the words oy benivlas chayit tameya are extra. The pasuk already stated a klal of oy nefesh hashetiga b'chol davar tamei, and entices that certainly this is the case. And in a chenami, we have another dvach chiddush that we learn from the words oy benivlas chayit tameya ayin sham. Before we continue, let us point out, although we just brought a machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva as to what type of idea you need betchila, however, it seems from Rashi that certainly b'negi the second idea, that once the person realizes that the point that he went into Migdash or he ate Basar Kodesh that he was Tamei, all he would have to remember is that at that point he was Tamei, and he wouldn't necessarily have to know if he was Tamei Machmas Sheretz or Machmas Nevela. However, the Rambam actually holds Pum Fakat, and he holds that B'negei Yediyah B'Saif, certainly all would agree that there's a requirement to know what your source of Tumah was in order to be Chayiv to bring a carbon. However, the Rimagash holds that the same Machlik is between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Kiva, B'negei Yediyah Rishena, would also apply B'negei Yediyah Shnia, Ayin Sham. Also keep in mind that when we brought a Machlikis between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shua, B'negei Carbon Chatas, we weren't speaking about Yediyah B'Tchila, as B'negei Carbon Chatas, there's no requirement to have Yediyah B'Tchila, and that Machlikis was regarding a person that did this Issa, and afterwards he's not sure if he was over on the Issa of Chilav or Naisa, or the Issa of Yom Kippur or Shabbos, or the Issa of Ishtay Nida or Achaisai. The Gemara now continues and goes back to the Brisa that we brought that was relevant to the Mishnah Masechtas Krisis, where Rabbi Shua learned based on the Pasuk in Pasha Vayikra that states, that the only time that someone's chayav to bring a carbon chatas, only if after he did his Zaveira, he actually realized that he was over on a specific Issa, knows exactly which Issa he was over on, and the Gemara therefore is, Rabbi Leza, hi ba my avidle, Rabbi Leza that argues around Bishua, what does he do with this extra word ba? And the Gemara explains, Pratlin Masasek, that he learns that this comes to exclude a case where a person was a Masasek, and in that case, the person will not be chayav to bring a carbon chatas. Rashi explains, what does it mean, Pratlin Masasek, bedava heta, that he was a Masasek with something that was really muta, ubali yada issa, and then he did something which was asa, loy niskavin lagufa shazu, he wasn't niskavin to do any action with his chefza at all, and as Rashi continues to give examples, kagoin niskavin lachte chesatolish vichotte chesmilchobar. For example, if there were two stalks in grain in front of Reuven, one of these stalks were detached from the ground, and one of them was still attached to the ground, and Reuven intended to do something which was muta on Shabbos, and he intended to cut the stalk that was already detached from the ground, and ultimately he cut the stalk that was still attached to the ground. Rashi continues and gives another example. When a skaven leishtoi, where a chayse ima b'mita, v'nishpta ishtoi uba a chayse tachta, those cases are scenarios of misasek, and it's less than a shoygeg, and therefore you would not be chayiv to bring a korban chatos, v'izeo chayiv, and where would be chayiv, niskaven lachta, kasav atolosh, v'nimtsum uchaba, oi kasav ayyim chol, oi kasav malach azum utaris, v'mekar mokam lezu niskaven, v'chem bala chayse, v'niskaven legovzeh, kasav hi ishtoi. Rashi holds that the din of misasek doesn't apply to guf echad, and there had to be two separate gufim and two separate cheftzais. However, ayin rishonim that a chiluk in Rashi, and they hold that the misasek could even be by guf echad. For example, if someone had one stalk of grain and he thought it was detached from the ground, but ultimately it was attached to the ground, that would also be a case of misasek. And also, Rashi gives an example of niskavel ishtoi varei chayse imo b'mita v'nishpeta ishtoi uba chayse tachta. Ayin Tesis who points out that certainly that can't be a case of misasek, as the Gemara Masechtas Krisis tells us that one is misasek b'chalav and v'rayis, then they will be chayiv as shkeinena, and therefore the din of misasek doesn't apply. And as Tais explains, if a kuntres leidok the hiskinami misasek v'rayis, really the only case of misasek, similar to the scenario where someone was being misasek on Shabbos, where there is no hana, and therefore the din of misasek would apply, and one would not be chayiv to bring a carbon. And in the lashon of Rabbeinu Chananel, pratlam misasek b'chid she'ina chayiv, my taima to be inam ba kivin l'kach and yischayiv. I would like a mechavin l'maisa klal, but if someone is not being mechavin for a maisa of Issa at all, then it'll be potter, ayin sham. The Gemara now goes back to its original question of Maya Benayu, that was the nafkamina between the Shita Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Kiva on Mishnah, and we already saw that Chizkia and Ula explained that there actually is a nafkamina between the Shita Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Kiva. While the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yechon Oma, Mashmeis Darshan Iker Benayu, Rabbi Yechon teaches us that there is no nafkamina between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Kiva. The only question is as to what the Makar is. The only time that someone is chayiv for Tumas Mikdash Vikadashav is only if he had a helim b'negei his own tumah, but not if he had a lama b'negei the base of Mikdash or b'negei the basa kodesh. The Gemara states v'chinam Rab Sheshes mashmeis darshan ikar b'nau. Rab Sheshes also agrees to Rabbi Yechon that there is no nafkamina between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Kiva. It's only mashmeis darshan ikar b'nau. As the Gemara continued, that this is not based on a mafurish member of Rab Sheshes, but Rab Sheshes machl Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Elazar. Since we know that when Rabbi Sheshes would teach our Mishnah, he wasn't makbid as to whose shita he would say over in which name. Sometimes he would say the Makarius over in the name of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Kiva in one way, and other times he would reverse the shitas and he would say over the Makarius in a completely opposite fashion. Therefore, it must be that he held that there is no nafkamina ledina, and as Rashi states, l'fisha'in b'neim chiyuvu pator. I am the Mefarshim that discussed that why was Rabbi Sheshes not makbid based on the concept of Kala'im Adavah B'Shem Amrai Mevi Gu'ul Olam, and he should have been makbid to say it over in the proper fashion, Ayin Shom. Before we continue with the next Gemara, let us point out that certainly in our Mishnah we saw that according to the Tanna Kamma that holds, that there is no difference if someone had a Halam B'Negeya Tumah or B'Negeya Mikdash or Kedoshav, that in all cases one brings a carbon oil of Yared. Then the Mishnah already stated Mefurish, Nel Menu Zev Zev, Achas HaKadosh V'lo Yada, U'Misha Ach L'Yada Reza Ba'il V'Yared. And the Mishnah also stated, Nel Menu Zev Zev, Nichlis L'Midosh V'lo Yada, U'Misha Yatsi Yada, HaReza Ba'il V'Yared. However, Nader, Rabbi Lez and Rabbi Kiva both stated that the only time that someone would be chayat to bring a carbon oil of Yared is only if he had a Lama B'negei his own Tuma, but if he had a Lama that is his Beis HaMikdash, or that this Basa is Kadosh, then he would not be chayat to bring a carbon oil of Yared. And therefore, our Gemara continues, Rav asked Rav Nachman that what would happen if someone had a lama, not only that he was tamei, but also that this was the Beis HaMikdash. And even though the Gemara will focus on the lama of the Beis HaMikdash, but certainly the same question would apply. Someone had a lama that he was tamei, and he also had a lama that this bus was kodesh. The Gemara continues. So Amaleis, Rav Nachman responded to Rav, Hare helam tum biyadei v'chayiv, that l'maisa Reuven had a lama that he was tamei, and therefore certainly should be chayiv to bring a carbon oil of Yared. However, Rav responded to Rav Nachman, Ad Rabba, Hare Helam Mitash Biyadei Upata, that l'maisa is a lama b'negeya tumas mikdash, and therefore he should be potter. As the Teres Chaim explains, that since even if Reuven would have known that he was tamei, since he forgot that this is the Beis HaMikdash, so he would have stayed in the Beis HaMikdash, and he would have been over on the Issa of tumas mikdash of Kedoshav in any case. Therefore, the maisa this was done based on his lama of the Beis HaMikdash. If so, the fear of Elazar and Rabbi Kiva, he should be potter from bringing a carbon oil of Yared. The Gemara continues to Amar Ravashi, and Ravashi states, Chazinon, that we have to see, if by someone telling him that you should know that you're Tomei, then he would leave the Beis HaMikdash, then we see that his Alama was Be'ikah based on Toma, and therefore he would be chayav to bring an oil of Yared. And if someone would tell him that he should know that it's the Beis HaMikdash, and because of that idea, he will now be Purish, and he will now leave the Beis HaMikdash, we see that his Ikah Alama was B'negei the Beis HaMikdash, and if so, we'll be potter from bringing a carbon oil of Yared. Ayin Rashi, v'yim mikdash kaparish, sh'armu loy mikdash huzeh, machmas kein toyal biyasai, v'le yizkiru loy tumah, and no one ever mentioned him that he was tamei, igloy milsud mishum hala mikdash nichnas loy, therefore he would be potter. But amulei Ravina Rav Ashi, Ravina responds to Rav Ashi, that certainly that doesn't make any sense, as klum parish mi mikdash el mishum tumah, klum parish mi tumah el mishum mikdash el loy shna, that certainly there can't be a chuluk between any of these cases, is when someone will tell Reuven that you're tamei and he will now leave the Beis HaMikdash, it's not because he actually originally knew that it was the Beis HaMikdash, but it's because he will say to himself that why is this person telling me that I'm tamei? It must be because I'm in an area where I can't be when I am tamei, and he'll realize that he was in the Beis HaMikdash, therefore there really was halama of tuma as well as halama of mikdash. And similarly, in a case where a person tells him that he should know this is the Beis HaMikdash and he's perish, it's not because he always remembered that he was tamei and he only had halama but again Beis HaMikdash, but it's because once someone tells him that you should know it's the Beis HaMikdash, he will say to himself, then why is someone telling me this? And he will then remember that he's actually Tomei, and it's us of him to be in the Beis HaMikdash. And really, in both cases, there's a Lama that he's Tomei, and there's also a Lama regarding the Beis HaMikdash. And as Rashi states, Klum Parsh Mimikdash, Keshay Diyu, Echon Mehem, Som Eliboy Loima, Mabekach, Umetekach, Nizgal Hashani, Mikol Mokrim, Shneim Hoyu Biyadai. Therefore, Ravina says to Ravashi, El Leishna, and Rashi states, Upatar, in either case, this person will be potter from being a carbon oil of Yared. And the question is, why would he be potter? He still have the two stardom of Rava, who were in Pesha the Shaila. Some explain that in a Hanami, Ravina was being Pesha the Shaila in a case where there's a halama of Zevazer, then the person will be potter, as Lamaisi had halama, Legabi the Beis HaMikdash. And others explain that Rashi just means to say that since there's a suffix and we're not Pesha the Shaila, therefore a person can't bring a carbon oil of Yared, as there's a potential that he's bringing Chulun Lazara. And the Gemara continues, Tana Rabbana, we learned to the Braisa, Shnei Shvilin, if there were two roads, Echa Tomei v'Echa Tar, one of the roads is Tomei, and one of the roads is Tar. For example, on the path that is Tomei, there's a mace that's lying on the entire path, and it's impossible to walk through that path without becoming Tomei. Halach B'Rishon v'Loi Nichnas, B'Sheni v'Nichnas, then Chayiv, that if Reuven walked on the first path, he didn't go into the Beis HaMikdash, then he walked onto the second path, and at that point, Reuven understood that certainly at this point, I'm Tomei, as Edai became Tomei from path A or from path B. And then he forgot that he was Tomei, and he went into the Beis HaMikdash, then in this case, Reuven would be chayav to bring a korban eilav yored. Keep in mind that even Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva, that requires someone to have an idea as to the source of tumah, and they have to know if they became tumah through an avela or through a sheretz. However, even Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva agree that if someone knows that they became tumah through a mace, he just doesn't know if he became tumah from path A or from path B, then still consider yedias tumah, and he would be chayav to bring a korban eilav yored. Keep in mind that in a moment we will see that this is not the divrei hakol, and the Gemara will explain exactly what the basis is to be chaylik on this scenario. The Braisa continues, holoch b'rishon v'nichnas, that if Reuven walked onto the first path, and at this point he has a suffix if he's tamei or not, then he forgot that he potentially was tamei, and he went to the Beis HaMikdash. But certainly, even if he would then remember he was potentially tamei at the point that he went to the Beis HaMikdash, he would not be chayav to bring a korban eil v'yared, as the mice is only mesupik if he was tamei. We also previously learned that if a yachid is mesupik, if he was even tumas mikdash v'kadashav, he would not be chayav to bring a korban ashim toloi, as the only time that one brings an ashim toloi is only in the case that he was vaday, he would bring a regular chatas, not in a case where if he was a vaday, then he would bring an oil of yared. And the Braisa continues, he's a vishana v'tabal. After Reuven realized that potentially he was tamei, he did the entire process in order to become tar. He was mazav from the paraduma on shlishi b'shvi, and then he went to the mikvah. Therefore, at this point, he certainly is tar. And then he went on to the second path. Once again, at that point, he realized that he's tamei misafik. Then he had halama, and he forgot that he went on to the second path, and therefore he didn't even remember that he was tamei misafik. And he went to the Beis HaMikdash, and the Tanakhama holds chayiv that Reuven would be chayiv to bring a korban eil v'yared. As manushach, either he was chayiv to bring a korban eil v'yared based on the tumah rishayna, or he's chayiv based on his tumah shniya. As Rashi states, chayiv oy mach mesbi rishayna, oy mach mesbi shniya. The manushach oy bi rishayna, oy bi shniya b'tumah isa, that either he went to the Beis HaMikdash b'tumah based on walking on path A or based on walking on path B. However, the Braisa continues, Rab Shimon Paiter Bezu, although Rab Shimon Ba'echoy agrees in the first case of the Braisa, however, Rab Shimon patters in this case, and he states that Reuven will not be chayav to bring a korban oil of yared. Finally, the Braisa brings a third shita, Rab Shimon Ben Yehuda, Mishum Rab Shimon Ba'echoy, Paiter Bekulon. Rab Shimon Ben Yehuda states in the name of Rab Shimon Ba'echoy, Reuven will be patter in all the cases, and even in the case of the Reisha. And in Rashi, Dibu Maskel, Rab Shimon Paiter, and why is it that Rab Shimon Ba'echoy says that one will be potter in the second case of the Braisa, and Zok Rashi, the Inkan Be'achas Behen Yediyah Vadoyis Betchila, either case, when Reuven went to the Beis HaMikdash, wasn't a Yediyah Betchila that was Vaday that he's Tamei, She'af Yediyah Tchila Shel Shul Sheini Svekehu, Shrei Tar Loi Mitum Rishayna, Emerishin Hu HaTamei, as if the first path was Tamei, and then he already went through the entire process, so at the time that he went onto Shvil Sheini, he was completely Tar, even though he now went onto the second path, but ultimately he was still Mesubik if he's actually Tamei, as it's possible that the source of Tumah was on path A and not on path B. Before we continue, let us see the bottom Tesis on the Amid, Diba Maskel, Halach Brisha V'Nichnas, as Tesis points out, Iba Shus Yachid Ayri, that if we're talking about paths that were considered Rishus Yachid, then Mechad Nami Chayiv, then even if there was only one path and there was a suffix, if there's a Tumas Mace on this path or not, then Reuven would still be Chayiv to bring a carbon oil of Yerid, the suffix Tum Rishus Yachid, Svekri Tomei, Halach Ayri, Rishus Rabin, the Mekminole, Bechasas Taira. This Braisa is referring to a case where the Suffolk Tumah was in Rishus Rabim. Therefore, if there was only a Suffolk Tumah on one path, then based on the klal of Suffolk Tumah Rishus Rabim Svek Yitar, then Reuven would be potter from bringing a carbon oil of Yared. Gemara will now continue and discuss the first case of the Braisa, and let us recall that the first case of the Braisa was that it was certainly Tumah in either path A or path B, and Reuven certainly knew that he walked on path A and path B, and therefore certainly he knew that he was Tumah, and then he forgot that he was Tamei, and he went to the Beis HaMikdash. So the Tana Kama taught us that once Reuven will remember that originally he was Tamei and he was Oivan Tumas Mikdash Vikdashav, then certainly he'll be chayav to bring a korban oil of yared. However, Rab Shimon ben Yehuda stated in the name of Rab Shimon ben Echai, Reuven would be potter. We will refer to the Shita as the Shita of Rab Shimon ben Yehuda. And the Gemara now asks, Bekulon Vafila Bekamaisa, that how could it be Rab Shimon ben Yehuda would say that you potter even in the first case of the Braisa, if Lamaisa had a Yediyah Betchila that he was Vade Tamei and he was Nichnas L'Migdash, and we continue on Dafu Tesam Abayz, and Manushach Tamihu, and certainly he was Tamei, therefore certainly Reuven should be chayav to bring a korban oil of yared. The Gemara answers Amar Rava, that Rava explains that Ina Chinami, certainly in a case where Reuven walked on path A and path B, and after he walked on both paths, he remembered that he walked on both paths, therefore he certainly knew that he was Tamei Vivadai, then he completely forgot that he was tame and he walked into Beis Hamikdash, then certainly he'll be chayit to bring a carbon oil of yared. However, Rav explains hachamay eskinon, but the case in the brisa where the Tanakam and Rav Shim ben Yehuda being choylik is in a specific scenario. Kagain shahalch berishayin v'shash shahalch b'sheni shachach shahalch berishayin. The Havelim makes this idea that the first case of the brisa is talking about a scenario where Reuven walked on the first path, then prior to walking on path B, he actually forgot that he walked on the original path. Therefore, although he knew that he was tummy misafik, but he never had the idea that he was tummy bilvadai, and then he forgot completely that he walked on any paths, and he walked into the base of Migdash, and the Bahaka Mifli, and the Machlekes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda is as follows. Tanakam Sava, Amina mixes idea, kichol idea. The Tanakam holds that since he has a mixes idea that he was tummy, so therefore it's considered as if he had a complete idea, and he had a idea betchila, a idea besaif, and halam bein tayim, and therefore he's chayat to bring a carbon oil of yared. However, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Sava, Leomina mixes idea, kichol idea. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda holds that we do not have a klal of mixes idea, kichol idea. And since Reuven never had a complete idea that he was tummy bevadai, therefore he didn't have a idea betchila, and he's not going to be chayat to bring a carbon oil of yared. And Ayin Rashi, Dio Maskel Tanakama Sava, Zok Rashi, Tanakama, Libid Rabbi Shimon, the Tanakama, even according to the Shita Rabbi Shimon, Poita Behiza Vishana, Ve'ina Poita Behushaina, that Rabbi Shimon Patas in the second case of the Braisa. However, he says Yechayiv in the first case of the Braisa, Zavos, Rabbi Shimon Be'chai, as well as the Tanakama hold, Kimin Tumma Vadehu, that since in the first case of the Braisa, when Reuven walked into the Beis Hamikdash, certainly he was Tummy Bevadai, as either he became Tummy from Path A or Path B. Afagav, Ve'iul Yodala Lakulu, that the heavily Yedias Vadai, even though Reuven himself never had an idea that he is Tummy Bevadai, Eliyadi is Suffolk, and he only had an idea that potentially he is Tummy, Adifahi Mehanach Yedias Suffolk, that he's Vishana, but that's still better than the second case of the Braisa, where Reuven never went to the Beis Hamikdash when he was Tummy Bevadai, since he went to the Beis Hamikdash after he went on to Path A, and at that point it was still a Suffolk if he's Tummy at all, then at that point he didn't go into the Beis Hamikdash when he was Tummy Bevadai, and since he already was Metire himself after he came out of the Beis Hamikdash from the original potential Tummah, and then he became Tummy once again Misafik, so when he went into the Beis Hamikdash the second time, he also did not go in based on Tummah's Vadai. And as Rashi explains, the Hasim Yodalei L'Kulu Milsa V'Afilu Hachi Safiku, Aval Hachi Yav Yodalei L'Kulu Milsa. But over here, if Reuven would actually know exactly what happened, Havali Yediyas Vadois, then he would have a idea that he's Vadai Tummy, Hilkach Lav Yediyas Safiki, Ela Mixes Yediyah Vadois, and the Tanakam hold Mixes Yediyah Kichol Yediyah. However, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Libra Rabbi Shimon Sava, Lo Yamina Mixes Yediyah Vadois, Kichol Yediyah, and therefore you would not be chayav to bring a carbon oil of Yared. Gemara now continues and discusses the second case of the Braisa, where the Braisa brought a machlekes in the case of Halach Berisha Vinichnas, he's a Vishana Vitaval, Chazav Halach Besheni Vinichnas, Chayiv, the Tadakama Holze Chayiv, Rabbi Shimon Paita. This case, Reuven walked on Path A, and at that point it was a Suffolk if he's Tamei, and he went into the Beis Hamikdash, then he was Metire himself from the Suffolk Tumah, and then he went on to Path A, and once again he walked into the Beis Hamikdash. So although both times that he went to the Beis Hamikdash, at the point that he went into the Beis Hamikdash, it was a Suffolk if he was Tamei at all, the Tanakhama holds that Reuven would still be Chayav to bring a carbon oil of Yared, and Rabbi Shimon says that he's Patah, and although in the first case the Gemara had a Shaila, how could it be that Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda would hold that one would be Patah, when in this case the Gemara has the opposite Shaila, as the Gemara's question is, V'amai Chayav Suffolk Yediyahu, as how could it be that Tanakhama would say that Reuven is Chayav to bring a carbon oil of Yared, but each time before he went into the Beis Hamikdash, he only had an idea that he was Tamei Misafik. Why would he be Chayav to bring a carbon oil of Yared? The Gemara brings two terusim, as Rabbi Yechon explains, Kan also Suffolk Yediyah Ki Yediyah. And in this case, the Tanakhama hold that even though there was only a Suffolk Yediyah that he was Tamei, but the Maisa we consider as if he had a full Yediyah, and as the Gemara will explain a bit later, that this will be based on Xeris HaKosov, therefore the Tanakhama hold that Reuven will be Chayav to bring a carbon oil of Yared, and the Gemara continues, Reish Lakish Shama. However, Reish Lakish seems to argue Rabbi Yechon, and he holds that certainly we can't hold that also Suffolk Yediyah Ki Yediyah, and therefore Reish Lakish explains Hamani Rabbi Shmoli in the Chanami, the Tanakhama of this Braisa is the Sheet of Rabbi Shmol, the Amma Loi Be'in Yediyah Betchila, and Rabbi Shmol holds that there's no requirement to have a Yediyah Betchila, even though at the time that Reuven went into the Beis Hamikdash, he didn't have a Yediyah Betchila, that he was surely Tamei. However, ultimately he had a Yediyah B'Saif, that surely at the point that he went to the Beis Hamikdash, either in the first time or the second time, that he was Tamei, and therefore will be chayav to bring a carbon oil of Yared. The Gemara now continues, V'Rami D'Rabbi Yechon, V'Rami D'Rish Lakish, Reish Lakish, we will ask a stira on the words of Rabbi Echron, and we'll ask a stira from the words of Reish Lakish at the Tanya, as we learn to the Brisa, Benegir the Chiv, to bring a carbon Asher Metaloi, as Achel Safa Chela Vinoida, then if Reuven ate a piece of fat, and then after he ate this piece of fat, he realized they wasn't sure if this piece of fat is actually Chelev and is Asa, or was Shuman and it was Mutta. Therefore, at this point, he'd be chayav to bring a carbon Ashim Taloi. Then once again, Safek Chelev Vinoida ate a piece of fat, and after eating it, he realized that he has a Safek if this piece of fat was Chelev and was Asa, or was Shuman and was Mutta. So once again, he'd be chayav to bring a carbon Ashim Taloi. And Rabbi Oimek Hashem Shemed Vichatas Al Kolach Vechad, Kach Mevi Ashim Taloi Al Kolach Vechad. And Rabbi says that just like if a person will do multiple Aveirais, that they potentially could be chayav to bring multiple Chatais, so the same would apply, but again, a carbon Ashim Taloi, Reuven would be chayav to bring two Karbonais Ashim Taloi. However, the Brisa continues, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, Amru, Mishum Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, say, oh, the name of Shimon ben Yechai, Einu Mevi El Ashim Taloi Echad, that in this case, Reuven would only be chayav to bring one Ashim Taloi, and then, as the Pasuk in Pasha Vayikra that discusses the dinim of Ashim Taloi states, the Hevi Ayel Tom Minatzoin, Ke'echol Ashim Alakoyin, the Chipal of Akoyin, Ashigosa, Ashishagag, Ula Yodov in the Sachloi, and this is Exeus Akosov, that Terry Rips is Shkogis Habe of Ashim Taloi Echod, that the Terry teaches us that even if someone has multiple Shkogis, they will still only be chayat to bring one Ashim Taloi. Our Gemara will not focus on the member of Shim Ben Yehud and Rabbi Lezer Rab Shimon, and will focus on the member of Rabbi. The Gemara will now bring a machlekes between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Echad, as to how to understand the words of Rebbe, and for Amr Ish Lakish, and Ish Lakish explained, Kan Shon Rebbe, Yidiyas Sveikos, Mechalkos L'chatois, Uwes Soma Geris, Kan Shon Rebbe, Yidiyas Mechalkos, and Ish Lakish understands the words of Rebbe. Rebbe was explaining to us, and the exact same case of the Brisa, if Reuven ultimately finds out that in both cases he ate actual Chelev, and therefore he was over on the Issa Deraisa of eating Chelev, then since between eating the first piece of Chelev and the second piece of Chelev, he had a idea that there was a suffix. So that was considered enough of a idea in order to split the achilais. Therefore, he'd be chayav to bring two korbanos chatois. Therefore, similarly, even if that the end result, Reuven never found out if this piece of chaylev was actual chaylev or it was shuman, then he would still be chayav to bring two korbanos ashim taloi, as lemaisa the idea suffix that was between the first achilas chaylev and the second achilas chaylev is mischalik. And clearly, we see the Reish Lakish holds, even if Reuven only had a idea suffix, it's enough to be mechalik, and he'd be chayav to bring two chatois. And the Gemara's question therefore is that we previously saw that Reish Lakish didn't want to answer the Teretz Rabbi Echron, and Reish Lakish stated Hamani Rabbi Shmali, and it's mashma that Reish Lakish disagrees with Rabbi Echron, and he doesn't hold that also Safik Yediyah Ki Yediyah, and we just saw that Reish Lakish hold that a Safik Yediyah is considered like a Yediyah. And the Gemara now continues to show how does the steer in the words of Rabbi Echron, as Rabbi Echron Amar, as Rabbi Echron argued with Reish Lakish, and he explains the words of Rabbi, that Rabbi is not talking about a Safik Yediyah. Rebbe was just comparing the dinam of chatas to the dinam of Ashim Taloi, and Rebbe just meant to say kashem shiyidias vaday ba'alma mischalkes l'chatois kach yidias safek mischalkes l'ashamais. The Rebbe was just proving that since we know b'negei a regular case of a korban chatas, for example, if Reuven ate chelev b'shoigeg, then he had a yidias vaday that he ate chelev b'shoigeg, and then once again he ate chelev b'shoigeg, and once again he had another yidias vaday that he ate chelev b'shoigeg, then certainly he'll be chayev two chatois. And therefore, the same applies, but again, Ashim Taloi, that as long as Reuven had a Safek Yediyah between his first Achila and his second Yediyah, then Reuven will also be chayav to bring two Korbanos Ashim Taloi. And Lemaisa, by the fact that Rabbi Yechanan explained Rebbe in this manner, he didn't explain Rebbe like Reish Lakish did, therefore it seems clear that Rabbi Yechanan does not hold that Yediyah Safek is Shema Yediyah. Previously we stated, Kan Asa Safek Yediyah Ki Yediyah, and L'chayr is Stira in the words Rabbi Yechanan. The Gemara first answers the Stira on Rabbi Yechanan, and the Gemara explains, although Rabbi Yechon taught us that Kan Osu Safik Yediyah Ki Yediyah, however Rabbi Yechon was very clear that was only over here, but again Thomas Mikdash V'Gedashav, Rabbi Yechon stated that the first Yediyah doesn't have to be a Vadi Yediyah, and it could even be a Safik Yediyah, and one would still be Chayit to bring a carbon Eil V'Yared, but it doesn't mean that Rabbi Yechon holds that din, but again Kol Terah Kula. It's actually very meduic in the words of Rabbi Yechon, as Rabbi Yechon stated, Kan Asu, and it's Muchach that this is a special din regarding Tumas Mikdash V'Kedashav, but it's not relevant to other cases of Yediyah. And as the Gemara explains, Hachud like Siv Yediyah Behedya, Mivinelum Hu Dukasi, as Benegea Tumas Mikdash V'Kedashav, the Torah never states that there had to be Yediyah, and the Torah stated Vinelam. And as we previously learned, that since the Torah states that he forgot, so it's muchach that at one point he had some sort of a yediyah, but it doesn't mean that he had a yediyah vaday. Even if he originally only had a yediyah suffik, that would be enough of a yediyah in order to be mechayiv him to bring a carbon eil yared when he was ivan the issa tumas mikdash vikdashav. However, v'loy b'klal Torah kula asu, but this din does not apply to klal Torah kula, and the chsiv has been negated a carbon chatos in the pasha of the chet of a nasi. The pasuk states, since the pasuk specifies that it had to be yediyah, so yediyah ma'ayis would be none, so there has to be a vadi yediyah, and if you don't have a vadi yediyah, then certainly you would not be chayiv another carbon chatos. The Gemara continues, El Reish Lakish Adamukum Lakarabi Shmol Nukma Karabi, the Lachir, why Reish Lakish have to say that the Tanakama, the previous Braisa, is going like Rabbi Shmol, that doesn't require yediyah at all? If Lachir could have said that the previous Braisa is going like Rabbi, and Rabbi only requires a yediyah suffik, as Rashi states, Adamukum Lakarabi Shmol, my Deichel Mema, the Leboy Haitana Yediyah Betchila, Dilmala Ilan Boy, who sphere like Rabbi, the Amma Suffik Yediyah Kiyediyah. The Gemara explains that in a Hanami, Reish Lakish could have explained the previous Braisa that the Tanakama is going like the Shita of Rabbi, and Hakamashmalon, however, he wanted to say that the Braisa is going like Rabbi Shmol, as teaching us a Chiddush, the Rabbi Shmol Leboy Yediyah Betchila, and Rabbi Shmol holds that although the Tana of Amishnah holds that there's a requirement for Yediyah Betchila and Yediyah Besaif and Helen Bain Tayim, however, I hold that there's no requirement for Yediyah Betchila, and the din of Tumas Mikdash V'Kedashav is not different than any other case of Chatos, where there's only a requirement to have Yediyah Besaif. But the Gemara is Pshita Dlei Bai, that certainly Rabbi Shmuel holds that there's no requirement for Yediyah Betchila, Midlei Miyasu Lekra, as according to Rabbi Shmuel, he doesn't have an extra pasuk, as he doesn't have an extra word Vinelam to teach us that there's a requirement to have Yediyah Betchila, as Vinelam L'chai V'Halal Mikdash, as he taught us in our Mishnah, that the extra word Vinelam is coming to teach us that one is not only Chayiv, a carbon Eilu V'Yared, where they had a Lama of their own Tumma, one would also be Chayiv to bring a carbon Eilu V'Yared, where they had a Lama B'negeya Beis HaMikdash, or a Lama B'negeya Basa Kodesh. And as we saw at the end of the Mishnah on Daf Yudal and Beis, Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, Vinelam Vinelam, Shtei Pamim, L'chayiv Al-Halam Tumma, Val-Halam Mikdash V'Kedashav. So certainly Rabbi Shmuel hold that there's no requirement for Yediyah Betchila. Gemara explains that Ma'ur Temo, Ki Lesle Mikroi, Al-Megemara Isle, Kamash Malon, in Chanami Reish Lakish is teaching us a Chiddush, as one may have thought that although you're correct that Rabbi Shmuel doesn't have the extra word Vinelam in order to teach us that in order to be Chayiv, a carbon Eilu V'Yared, one has to have a Yediyah Betchila, maybe Rabbi Shmuel would not argue on a Mishnah, and Rabbi Shmuel also agrees that there's a requirement for Yediyah Betchila based on Halacha L'Mishmei Sinai, and Kamash Malon, Reish Lakish teaches us that that is not the case, and Rabbi Shmuel actually argues on our Mishnah, and he holds that there's no requirement for Yediyah Betchila, but negated the Issa of Tumas Mikdash V'Kedashav, even if someone did not have Yediyah Betchila, they would still be chayiv to bring a carbon oil of Yared, Hadronach Yediyah Satumah, Hadronach Yediyah Satumah, Hadronach Yediyah Satumah, and we will stop over here.